Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
Yay, Joe Flacco is a Bronco.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
You've been saying that for a couple months now.
Let's just get to it.
You don't want anybody. You want anybody but Joe?
No,
Flacco.
Anyone but Scam Newton is what I've really realized.
Yeah, but they weren't going to trade him. No, he's actually good.
I know, but
he's a good quarterback.
They weren't in the playoffs either.
Because he was hurt.
Yeah.
They were 6-2 with him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I was in a meeting yesterday when apparently this broke, and my phone just kept buzzing. I kind of glanced down at the names coming in. I thought to myself, like, man, I wonder if John Elway died.
Oh, because you didn't know.
Right, I had no idea, you know? No, and then, like, when I saw what was going on, I thought to myself, man, I wonder if maybe John Elway should die.
Yeah, when does he stop becoming a hero? And he's always going to be a hero football player, well, for you, but he's also a bad general manager.
And he loves Trump. No, he's a great general manager. Oh, he brought him a Super Bowl in the last 5 years. How many franchises can say that?
And
that wasn't because of Manning.
Yeah, five.
That was not because of Manning.
No, it was. He had a bad season.
It was despite Peyton Manning. But it was because of moves that John Elway had made on defense.
So. I get that, but I still think, and that was a rarity that they made that far with him.
But Elway brought Manning in.
Yeah, but Manning did not help them win that Super Bowl.
No, he did not.
No, Manning didn't.
The year before that, he played really good.
He did, and they did not
win the Super Bowl.
Except the Super Bowl, right.
Yep. So, I mean, like...
But I think he played the season, didn't he?
No, well, him and Osweiler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah.
There was, I mean...
They were going back and forth.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, Manning was brutal that year. Flacco, at his worst, will be better than Peyton Manning was in the year that the Broncos won the Super Bowl. I will tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah, he was
hands
bad.
Down,
yeah,
no
Manning,
problem.
Yeah, Manning got that Super Bowl ring, and I think... No, I don't even count that for Manning.
It was despite him.
Yeah, despite him, exactly.
Yes, despite him. Now, for nerds, you know, if they watch the league, they know that the Broncos were in a lot of games this year. Their offense has been terrible.
Right.
So, really, if you check the defensive stats, they're right there. They just need a guy who can read a friggin' defense and play calls that will keep their offense on the field.
Especially in that division. You got Mahomes there. So
oh, my goodness.
He's going to be good for a long time.
Yeah. I just can't look at Joe Flacco, though.
You will.
Yeah, that does kind
of
16
sucks.
Times.
I hate even looking at that dude.
I know.
I mean,
so
I really
boring.
Do.
You get bored looking at him.
Yes. You lose interest in him altogether.
He's just so boring.
He does not seem like a leader of men.
No.
I know they won a Super Bowl and really.
Nah,
like,
they won because of you guys.
I know.
Yeah, well, lest we forget, this is the guy who celebrated his giant contract with the chicken nuggets.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe.
I'm just going to go with the half full cup of Kool-Aid and freeze them up in the draft a little bit. They don't have to worry about trying to find a quarterback and all those things.
You'll be crowing for him, though, if he does it good. But you'll have an easy target if they suck with him. You'll just say, what the hell are they thinking?
Right? Yeah, either. I mean, it's just another bad quarterback for John Elway, you know. Just another bad quarterback. Now, Kirk Cousins also had a tough year, being the $84 million man with the fully guaranteed contract in the Minnesota Vikings and their lack of a playoff appearance this year.
I don't like him either. Sorry, Todd.
But I'm just saying. So he went to Twitter.
How you like me now? You're talking about my quarterback.
I'm talking about your quarterback, man.
How do you like me now?
Yeah. So he went to Twitter.
You like that?
And he said, the season feels so far away, so I want to do a giveaway to keep all you Viking fans excited. What do you want me to give away? And the options were signed jersey, signed football, signed mini helmet, or other.
Win a playoff game.
Signed jersey was 71% winner. Your response were all the winners, like your contract. Twitter piled in. They were just responding directly to him, like roughly $84 million in cap space. okay, so you got to, you know, what do you want me to give away, says Kirk Cousins. Fan says, you gave away so much already this season.
That's great.
What do you want me to give away, Kirk Cousins says. Fan says, give yourself away to another team.
Why did he put himself out there? He's got to be. He's not
just
self-aware.
Trying to be nice. Yeah, you know?
He's not self-aware that he's going to get hammered on.
Oh man,
yeah, he's an idiot.
So no matter who your quarterback is, unless he has just won you the Super Bowl, you hate your quarterback,
right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well,
or unless he has won you a Super Bowl,
he just crumbles under pressure. That's
Kirk
what he
shouldn't
is.
Have had a word with us about how they're going to treat you on the social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're not even your
much
wife.
Fire, Todd and Tyler.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Hey, Kirk, don't expect sincerity from the internet.
No. Especially when you're rich and famous and people
nobody
don't.
Cares.
And
nobody's,
didn't deliver.
Nobody's breaking out a violin for you.
Right. Right. No, come on. A couple low-level radio hacks can tell you that, Mr. NFL. God. Of course they're going to kill you.
People are dicks. Get used to it.
That's your quarterback. I mean,
he's just trying to give away free stuff, and people just, are just like, no, man, we don't want your crap.
Right. Does he not look at the social media? I mean, I look at a couple of these Vikings pages. Yeah. I'd say it's about 50-50. Yeah, there are people that will hammer him, and then some will come on and defend him. And it's back and forth and back and forth. But it's not nothing but love for Kirk Cousins.
No, right. No.
You can be a nice guy all you want, but...
But you're in the NFL, man.
If you're supposed to win a franchise that hasn't won a Super Bowl, if you're supposed to win them a Super Bowl, you better get them at least in the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What you're going to get.
Exactly.
Isn't there an argument to be made? You got what he was. And that's kind of the quarterback he was.
That's what he is. Yeah, that's what he is.
You only have 1 year. You got him back next year.
He crumbles, man, in pressure.
Now, Kyler Murray is going to play football, and a lot of people thought maybe the Broncos would go after him. It doesn't look like they'll have to now. I would prefer Joe Flacco to Kyler Murray because right now for the Broncos, they just need somebody who can read a defense. But so 31-year-old Oklahoma head coach Lincoln Riley.
You're already spinning already, man.
I have to.
I know you have. I'm fine with it. If I'm you too, I'd be spinning.
I just want to be positive. It's February.
If it's your team, you want to spin.
February.
But in this day and age, apparently.
I'm so pissed about everything else.
I'm not saying Kyler Murray's the guy, but in this day and age, new quarterbacks can come in and be stars.
Immediately. Yes.
And like the old days. So I know you're spinning. Mahomes. I would, too.
No.
I would, too.
I'm just saying I need somebody with experience at that position, and I also want a quarterback that's a little bit taller, 5'9 and 3'4". Yeah. I don't think too much has been made of his height. But 31-year-old Oklahoma head coach Lincoln Riley says Kyler Murray's height is not a factor. The NFL has sent him a release saying you are correct in the Big 12. It's a fact. No NFL team has taken a quarterback his height in the first round, period. Never happened.
What is Bree?
Has never happened.
Breeze. How tall is Bree?
6 foot.
He's six.
Yeah, they made a big deal about him and Baker Mayfield being 6'1".
Yeah, they did.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. And Flutie came out of the
what about
CFL,
Flutie?
Didn't he?
Yeah, I don't even know if he was drafted, and much of that had to do with his
stature. No, he went to the USFL right away. He signed with the Generals, so Trump's team.
Right away.
He signed a big contract right away. He would have been drafted easily by the NFL.
Yeah, I think he went USFL, CFL.
No, he was drafted.
Was he?
Yeah.
1985, 11th
Bears?
Round, pick 285.
Oh, 11th round.
No, but only because he already signed with USFL. He was already going to the USFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have been. He was going to go higher than that.
11th round.
But you're right, that was before the small little quarterback running around, too, by the
Isn't
way.
Isn't that crazy? I mean,
when he came back with Buffalo, he had a great season.
He did have one great year and a drop kick in a game.
So Russell must be 6 feet, too, then.
Yeah. Excuse me. 5'10". Kyler Murray's shorter than 5'10". No quarterback's been drafted in the first round at that height. excuse me. Remember, 15 rounds the draft used to be, 11 rounds, 11th round Flutie was drafted in, and the talent is so much more now. It's kind of interesting that they've whittled that down into seven, just a random 7 rounds.
Well, it's a TV show now.
Well, no,
I would think,
I don't know if I'm right or not, but the NFL teams don't want to have guaranteed money for those later rounds.
Yeah, they'd rather just
way,
practice
you can,
squad.
You can free negotiate
agents.
With a free agent what they want. You want a player, it's $40.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
So the more rounds, the more money they probably have
to
shell
out.
That's
true. And there's still so many guys who are unsigned free agents that make huge impact in the league.
Right.
Keeping you up to date on my late afternoon viewing pleasure, recapping NFL games of the year. Saints Falcons week 3 and Packers Rams week 8.
Oh my God.
Where's my
take a knee
enjoyment?
Take a knee. Damn it, take a knee.
What game was that?
Packers, Rams.
Yeah, I was on last
29-27.
Ty Montgomery bringing that ball out of the end. Take a knee!
Fumbling.
Yeah, he's that was great!
Yeah, dumbass.
I watched that game live. Yeah, I would watch that one over again.
Yeah, you should have called me.
Yeah.
Take a freaking knee!
You weren't going to beat the Bears anyway.
That was the Rams, so yeah, we weren't going to beat the Bears.
Exactly, because the Bears won the division.
How often do they run those? It's the top 20 games
every
top
last 20 year, games. Right? Yeah, they're counting them down. They've
nerd,
show two
nerd,
a day.
Nerd.
Yep.
Do they run it more than once a day?
Yep. Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah.
Check your local listings.
They probably run it all weekend. Yeah.
Check your local listings. Yeah. Top 20 games of 2018 is what it's in. Nino Brown took to Instagram to ask his followers which city he should play in next. I'm pretty sure Nino Brown has no idea how being traded works.
No.
He does not get to pick.
These guys, they all pay attention to the NBA now. They all think they're NBA guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think the Steelers are in a position to do him any favors.
No, they're not.
So, they're going to send him to the
I read, and I think it's great. One of the, some Ed Bruchette guys, a Pittsburgh writer, he had a great line. He said, listen, you got to just, both of you guys got to get away from each other, the Steelers. But you know what? All they got to do, drop them for a seventh-round pick someplace crappy.
Peace out.
That's it.
Exactly.
Have fun.
You put them on a bad team with a bad quarterback for a seventh-round pick and just get rid of them. And that's what they might do. because they don't want to pay this. There's a signing bonus coming up that they with the team.
Yep.
They said, just drop them, keep the money, and give them a crappy team.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, at this point, they just...
And they see if a quarterback can throw you the ball.
Because he's obviously not going to play for you.
No.
So at that point, you just take, like, well, whatever, man.
Yeah. He'll quit on
another
team.
Like you say, they think it's NBA. They think it's the
NBA. They think it's NBA. They can play whatever they want. Right.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you can go play with your buddies.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he's a great running back. He's a great. I mean,
amazing wide receiver.
He bumped me out.
Amazing talent.
But
he's not
Juju
bigger than
now.
The team.
No, yeah. Nobody's bigger than the team.
Ship him off to Arizona.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. I think he's want to find a quarterback that just sucks. Who's quarterback in the Jags?
Oh, the Bills.
Nobody right now.
Not Bortles anymore. Right. That'd be a good.
Yeah, they're going to ship in the NFC.
Yeah.
They sure are.
I've heard that like that's one of the places they think Foles might end up.
Where at?
Oh,
Jacksonville.
Okay.
Man, NFL is so tough, man. Raiders are reportedly talking to Oakland again to play in Oakland one more year just because they have no other real options. So we'll see what happens there.
And the Steelers, they won't do it, but they have the option of just hanging on to him and so he can't play anywhere.
Sure.
Oh, yeah,
they could.
Do that again with Le'Veon. Just both you guys sit out.
They're talking about that transition tag with Le'Veon Bell, which would make no sense financially. But
no.
Speaking of financial stuff, one year after deciding to stop stocking official NFL Nike stuff.
Oh, this is great.
Because of the Kaepernick Nike Just Do It ad.
Well, I'm still mad when you say
Kaepernick. Ooh, they're kneeling.
A Colorado sports store is closing after 20 years, and the owner says it is probably because I stopped selling Nike stuff.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yep.
Idiot.
He said he thought siding with the president's view would help his business. Nah. Obviously, that is a dumb way to think.
Yeah. Ask the farmers about that. Doesn't help your business. Certain businesses, I'm sure, are helping, like oil and banks.
Yeah, but
in the moment.
In a city.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. If you're in a diverse city, not necessarily everybody's behind.
No.
Your boy.
And they understand the word social justice, and they maybe look they might look into it.
Yeah.
You look into it. Read up. Read.
Read,
something
right.
You should learn when you're young. Read. Read and understand social justice.
He's busy listening to the president.
I know it's crazy.
Yeah.
But you can read and understand social justice.
Yeah, but you'll never get to be president if you read.
Right. That's a good point.
Just read
that.
Stuff about yourself, and that's how you get to be president.
I thought about that.
Usually. Todd. And that oil and banks in the morning, that is where I get all my financial advice.
Oil and banks.
That is a financial show. Oil and banks.
Now, this story, in all seriousness, I think is underreported because it's the first one I've seen. Remember, how long ago was Tell the Truth? How long ago was Tell the Truth? Tell the truth.
Three, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Remember all the concussion news? It was every morning on the national news. It was all over the place on the local news. It was all over the place in sports news. It was all over the place. You know, it was just everywhere.
Right.
Concussions and football. It was it. Mm-hmm. Well, a tight end at Syracuse plays football, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You never heard of him. It doesn't matter. But according to a report, he's been medically disqualified due to concussions. Okay. I've just not seen stories like that, and I think it's a, you know, it's obviously a strong move by Syracuse to be like, we can't assume the liability of you playing football anymore.
Yeah.
I just not have not heard any stories of that happening in D1 college football.
Is he completely dumb? Because I mean, is he just brain dead? Basically, that kind of guy.
He's
no, brain dead. Guys didn't play college football. There wouldn't be guys playing college football.
That's a fact. especially
not
in interior lines.
Yeah.
On the defensive
football,
side.
Football. What is that? What's that from?
football. What is that?
Football. Yeah. What am I thinking of, man?
I can't think of it either.
Yeah.
It was like an internet meme or something like that for a minute. I'm surprised I haven't heard more of those. It really caught my eyes, something like, wow, that's the first time I've read somebody being medically disqualified due to concussions.
Right.
You've heard of guys saying, I've got too many concussions, I'm done.
Right.
Yep.
But never a team saying,
no, we can't have you.
Yeah. We can't have you on our team.
You're too dumb to play.
Yep. That's it. Now, I apologize for
that's saying something. I love football. Yeah. Just giving
especially
them
for a tight end. I mean, that's the position Gronk plays.
Well, right there. There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
You're not too dumb to play tight end, apparently.
I got to apologize for missing this in 2014. 2014.
That's 5 years ago.
Your stack is really deep.
I don't, This one's been sitting in the stack 5 years. No.
Five years.
A name that I cannot believe we never talked about on this show has been signed to play with the Toronto Argonauts. His name is Corey Johnson. You never heard of him. D tackle, played at Kentucky. Has some issues with fluctuating weight, which earned him the nickname, which is now what everybody calls him. Corey Johnson is known as Poop Johnson.
Poop Johnson.
Yeah, he says he tries to poop like 5 times a day, 3 times a day. Maybe it's so hard to keep weight when you got so much going out, is what he says. So his teammates started calling him Poop because he was always pooping.
Oh, I was going to say. Okay.
But it stuck. The poop stuck
with
him. So he's called Poop Johnson.
They should team up with Booger. Pooping
Booger.
Right?
Pooping Booger in the morning.
Pooping Booger in the morning.
Now,
this is gross.
We all deal with that. We all deal with that show.
Oh, we do.
We all deal with that show. Now, Poop Johnson's line, this is classic, as he prepares to play with the Argonauts and realizes that his name has now made him a little bit social media famous. He says, look, it motivates me, because if I play bad, then people are going to call me Poop for real.
Can he put Poop on the back of his jersey instead of Johnson?
If, like, the XFL, that'd be great.
Right.
That'd
be great. Poop play light.
Speaking of Canada, that guy that had the name Ass Man that wanted the license plate, he just put it on the back of his pickup truck.
Nice.
Right on the bed, Ass Man. Huge letters.
Yeah,
two foot tall letters
across the tailgate.
Said, screw Canadian license plates. I'm using, there's my name, Ass Man. I love it.
Ass Man.
Which truck is yours? Oh.
Ass Man.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that's it right there.
We got to make a regular feature of 5-year-old sports.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they present themselves when they present. He didn't sign with the Argonauts 5 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
No,
but
no.
That, okay.
The
he
poop
signed
part.
With the Argonauts lately.
He was named Poop recently. I mean, back in the day.
Five years ago.
Yeah.
No, they're 5 years old, but it's still relevant.
You got to be careful with nicknames. They can stick.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
You really can. Like Tampa Tony. That's already, already sticking.
It's got great alliteration.
Already sticking.
Yeah. Sad news. When I read this, I had to take a knee. We almost got to see Tim Tebow play football again.
No, please no.
We almost did. Oh, yep.
For the Broncos? That'd be great.
Well, you know.
AAF?
Can't be any worse than the last 5 they've had.
Yes, it can.
I don't know.
Yes, it can.
I don't know.
You would kill yourself.
Sorry. Don't know. I would not kill myself.
No, you would not.
No.
No, don't do that.
No, just maybe cut myself.
Yeah.
cut it.
If Tebow was signed with the Broncos, you might cut yourself a little bit. Right?
Yeah.
Now, Steve Spurrier's coaching in that AAF. He's the Orlando head coach.
Yeah.
And he tells a story that he said, before he took the job, he called Tim Tebow. He called Tim Tebow, asked him if he wanted to play football again. And Tim said, no, I'm going to focus on my chance to play in Major League Baseball. So he turned it down, basically.
I saw on Nothing But Trailers a movie produced by Tim Tebow.
Uh-oh.
I thought you said it was his brother.
Is it about God?
He was pimping that yesterday.
Scott Tebow.
Is it about God?
Yeah. And Scott Tebow's in there, too, I think. There was another Tebow, so I assume it's his brother.
We turned down that interview because I don't want to talk to Tim Tebow.
It's,
ever.
You.
No. I don't.
One of them.
I'd want to ask him real questions.
Right. One of them faith-based movies.
I want to say, did you stay a virgin until you were 30-something?
Yeah.
You know?
So why is nobody asking
you could have tagged everything in Florida.
Yeah, you're in Florida.
You could have tagged everything in Florida.
Yeah. You were the man in Florida.
Tim Tebow. Right. First question, and he would hang up. he would hang up.
The Cubs president is condemning the owner, which he should, but I don't know how I feel about a president condemning an owner. That's kind of weird. And
yeah, just quit.
Yeah, right.
Quit. Quit. Theo Epstein could work for any team. Any team in the league would hire Theo Epstein to be their general manager because he knows what he's doing. He took the Red Sox and the Cubs to World Series.
Yeah, that would be the ultimate condemnation, wouldn't it?
Quit. Because Joe Ricketts is a racist.
And one quick story.
Xenophobe, too, I believe. Right?
Of more white privilege.
But I like his money.
Matt Kuchar. Somebody else would pay Theo Epstein. Come on.
They will. They couldn't wait to.
Right.
Matt Kuchar made $1.2 million winning a golf tournament back in November.
Cheap ass.
His caddy for that tournament couldn't be with him, his normal caddy, so he picked up a local stand-in. Now, typically, those guys are just contracted employees. So they had agreed to terms. This stand-in caddy would get $1,000 if Kuchar missed the cut. He would get $2,000 if he made the cut, $3,000 if Kuchar finished in the top 20, and $4,000 if he finished in the top 10.
What happened
Matt Kuchar won the tournament, won $1.2 million, for a tournament played in November, by the way,
gave
in golf,
five
which
grand.
Is crazy.
Cheap ass.
He gave him an extra grand on that top 10,
so
4,000.
So what?
And then when asked about it, Kuchar doubled down with his white privilege and said, $5,000 is a great week.
Oh, my goodness.
He's getting a lot of crap for that.
Typically, caddies get somewhere between 7 to 10% of the winnings. Yeah. In this case, they obviously had a deal. He could have given
him
more.
Obviously, that guy also read the greens well for him. He won the damn thing.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And you maybe it changed that guy's life. $5,000.
Five grand.
All
right. Still a good week. That's a good week. It's a good week, man.
White
She's right.
Privilege. White privilege.
Yeah, but no, that guy might make nothing next week.
Yes, but he made $5,000 last week just to carry some dang golf clubs.
I think they offered him a little bit more and he turned it down.
That's reported that Kuchar offered him $15,000 and the caddy said keep your money, but I doubt he would do that.
No.
That was reported though.
Yeah.
Throw in some Skechers.
Right, yeah.
They're comfortable.
Yeah, man.
Got a break going back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.